This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hi, everybody. It's another episode of 19 Cats and Counting. I am your host, certified cat behaviorist, Rita Reimers. Don't forget to visit my website, ritareimers.com. So I have a wonderful guest today. I hope I say her last name right. Ruth Toller. Hey, I said it right. And she is the CWA chairperson of the CWA blog, CWA being Cat Writers Association. She's also a freelance writer and editor. We're going to come back right after this first commercial and get right into talking with her. We'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
And we're back with Ruth Toller. So you are the chairperson with the CWA blog, Cat Writers Association. You're also a freelance writer and editor. I love your website.
I am.
If you want to take a look, it's writerruth.com. I'll be putting that in my notes too. So how did you get involved with all of this and cats have become your world like it's mine?
Well, it's interesting to me because I'm not even 100% sure I remember this correctly, but I was in St. Louis for several years. I'm now in Albuquerque. I moved out here last year, about a year and 2 months ago. And at some point, I saw something online about a Cat Writers Association conference right there in St. Louis. And I thought, gosh, cats, cat writers, how interesting. So I got in touch with the Cat Writers Association. The chairperson of that year's conference was Dusty Rainbolt, who's a very talented, prolific cat writer. She's also extremely involved in the Dallas area cat rescue activities and active in organizing this year's conference, which we'll talk about. And the next thing I knew, I was helping with getting conference material printed and picked up, and I had a table at the conference. So at the time, this was spring of, I want to say, 2018 or 19, something like that. And at the time, I had this little booklet that I had written about finding and kind of rescuing my beloved calico cat, whom you just met. She does not bogart into Zoom meetings, unfortunately.
Cat.
She is beautiful. I have to say she's just lovely. And I had a table at that conference to sell copies of my booklet and met a number of the Cat Writers Association members. They were all so nice and so friendly, and the conference was so much fun because there's always a an element of fun and silly stuff in addition to all the professional education aspects of these conferences. So I joined, and I've been involved somewhat ever since. But this past year or so, I've become chair of the CWA blog. I'm helping with the conference. The blog is a lot of fun. I've done a couple posts of my own. And then when members want to share their blog posts, I receive those, I copy edit them, I clear them with the writer, and then our webmaster helps me get them posted so people can see them. And some of the posts have been, we had one fascinating, I thought was fascinating, about how to set things up so that your cat or cats would be covered if anything were to happen to you, whether it would be an accident in the hospital or heaven forbid death, so that your cats don't end up, you know, being taken to a shelter or something. Yeah. And we've had ones about, I've done one about what it means to have this little cat in my life. I've done one about scams targeting members of the association.
No, there's many of those.
There are many of those, and they go after people in all kinds of groups, but including ours. And then we've had other ones, Molly Hunt, whose books I was just showing you.
Yes, look at that. She's got a stack of 14 books to read. How long did you say? A month? It's going to take you only?
I would say between 1 and 2 months.
Holy Toledo.
Yeah. I'm a fast reader.
I love it.
But Molly is not only a very prolific, entertaining author, but she does a series for the CWA blog about members of the association.
Nice.
And profiles people with these really fun Q&A elements to the...
I love that. I'm going to have to read through and look for some of those.
Yes. Yeah. So if you're at the CWA website, which is catwriters.com, there's a button for the blog. And I believe people can read the blog posts even if they aren't members.
Publicly.
You can't.
I think that's
you can't
true.
You can't submit to the blog if you are not a member, but you can, I believe, see the blog posts. So that is one of the many ways that the association helps members get published and be visible and have a chance to express their feelings and thoughts and experiences relative to cats.
I love that, you know, because the reason all of us are involved with cats or write about cats is because we love them. I'm a shy person, but if you start me talking about cats, honey, I can talk your ear off. So I love that. We just touched a little bit on the CWA conference. How long has the conference been happening?
Oh, gosh, I think this is our 20-something-ish. Hold on a minute, and I can probably...
Yeah, I've got the website up, too. Let me see what it says.
It's either 25th or 29th. I think it's the 29th.
Well, that's okay. I was just curious. So it's been going on many, many years. Do you always have it in different locations?
It's always in a different city. So my first one was in St. Louis. Last year's was in Indianapolis. And this year will be in Dallas, Texas, from November 6th and 7th.
I love Dallas. I've been there a couple times. One of my favorite cities.
And I'm not familiar with Dallas at all.
You'll like it.
Oh my gosh, I was wrong. This is our 32nd annual Cat Writers Association conference.
Wow.
It's been going even longer than I realized.
I've been a member for a number of years, but I've been a pretty silent member. I'm ready to get more involved.
Well, we'll have to get you more involved.
Definitely. I had a rough couple of years. My audience knows my parents both died at the end of 24, 5 weeks apart.
Yeah.
And then my business partner took off in 25. So I'm getting my business up as me only. It feels kind of good. So
yeah,
I'm ready to get involved with other things too, because I kind of miss that camaraderie of having a team, you know?
Well, and it's a very, my experience with the Cat Writers Association has been very good. It's a great group of people, not only talented, but a lot of fun. And as the people can tell from looking at the website, would you like me to share my screen?
Sure, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I know you people who are listening won't be able to see the screen, but make sure you go to the website and I will publish the URL so you can take a look at catwriters.com.
All right, there is our website.
I wish I could come, but I don't have a cat sitter anymore.
Well, one of the fun things about most of our conferences is we try to find hotels that let people bring their cats.
Ah.
And people do bring their cats to the conferences.
Could you say we're traveling with 15?
Yeah. So this is our conference page. And on the right, on my right, there are links to recent posts to the blog.
Okay. Yeah, I see that.
The first one is my most recent, which is how my lovely Skitter helps me organize my writing business. She has... I find her behavior fits very nicely with inspiring what I do from day to day.
Nice.
And then we have one that's a report on the recent Global Pet Industry Expo. A lot of fascinating products and services for cats.
I'm definitely going to read that.
And then we have two recent Who Are the Cat Writers Association posts from Molly for profiling our members.
Love that.
And I think if you're in that area, you can find some of the other recent and older posts as well.
Yeah, I know quite a few members, but not everyone, of course.
And you have buttons here for events and a list of books by members. What else? Oh, and a contest. We have an annual communications contest.
Ooh.
So people can enter things that they've written, photographed, right. illustrated, posted. I believe there's a category for videos. There are quite a few categories. It's a pretty extensive process. A lot of people entering, so it's competitive. But you get, if you place or win an award in the Communications Conference of the Cat Writers Association, you get medallions and certificates, and we promote the people who win. It's a very worthwhile thing to get involved with.
Nice. I didn't enter this year, but I definitely will next year.
Oh, good.
So this is awesome. We have to take a quick break for one of our sponsors, but I want to come back and talk more about CWA and more about how you got involved with writing about cats, too.
Okay, sounds good.
We'll be right back. And we're back again with 19 Cats and Counting and our awesome guest, Ruth. Would you say your last name for me?
It's Toller Carter, Ruth Toller Dash Carter.
So you tripped on it too.
Sometimes, yeah.
That's funny. So we're talking about the CWA, the Cat Writers Association, and the website's not just for cat writers. You can go out there and read a lot of different blogs, learn about the people that belong to it, learn about maybe some books that might interest you that some of our members have written, like that big
exactly.
stack that's right there
yeah.
to the left of you or to the left of, from my perspective. So how did you get involved in, you write about cats exclusively, is that right?
As far as animals, yes. I also write, my motto is I can write about anything.
I saw that.
Yeah. But I cover my journal. My background is journalism, and I cover a variety of topics, everything from decorative arts to the law and public relations, gardening. Used to write about the metric system, which I'm glad to
about how it didn't work here.
Well, no, about how it did work and, you know, how it progressed, but just as soon not do that anymore. I'm not a numbers person. And I write about education. I write about publishing and writing and communications and all kinds of things. But the one that's really the most fun is usually having to do with cats. My first cat-related stuff came from being associated with the American Association of Animal Hospitals, I always get the sequence wrong, but it's the Professional Association for Animal Hospitals.
Okay.
They at the time had a magazine, and I did a couple of non-cat pieces for them, profiles of members and so forth. And then I did a piece about things, diseases that can affect cats and be transmitted to people.
Right.
Those conditions. And I also did a piece for them about poisonous plants that are dangerous to cats. And they had a change of management and a change of leadership at the association. So I haven't really done anything with them for quite a while. But those were my first couple cat-related projects. And I've been wanting to do more with that ever since. So a couple of the publications I was interested in writing with, as you know, no longer exist.
Yeah, Catster.
The fun thing about being chair of the Cat Writers Association blog is I can write about cat stuff anytime I want to.
Me too. Isn't that great?
Yeah. So I'm very good about making sure that everybody else gets a chance to post. We do 2 posts a month.
Okay.
And if we don't have anybody else who has submitted something we've accepted, then I can usually fill in. But the goal is to have as many voices there as possible. from the CWA membership.
That's wonderful. And even if two people were to write about a similar topics, everybody has different perspective and different types of knowledge. I remember when I met Arden Moore, I first met her at a Pet Sitting conference, and we were talking about cats, and I said something about, like, not everyone knows everything. And she's like, that's good, because the minute you think you know everything, you don't.
You don't.
It's so true. It's definitely. So what was your journalism life like before cats? Who did you work for?
I started college planning to major in journalism, took a journalism 101 class my freshman year, and I was bored to tears. I was born and raised in Rochester, New York.
No way. I'm from Buffalo.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
Oh, how cool.
And I lived in Rochester for 2 years. Of course, I worked at Eastman Kodak. Who didn't?
Oh, of course. Why not? Where else? Well, I was born and raised in Rochester. And when I was in high school, I applied to be on the school literary magazine, and I got turned down, which was very painful. But in response, I did two things, Rita. I started my own magazine with some friends, and I got a gig with the local weekly newspaper writing about things going on at the school. So that was my first actual journalism activity. I didn't take any journalism classes in high school, but that was my first effort in that area.
Your first taste of reporting, right? Like,
and I knew I wanted to write professionally when I finished with whatever I would do for education. But like I said, I got to Indiana University, which was known for its journalism program. That's why I picked it. And I was so bored because I already knew how to write for a newspaper outlet.
Right.
And I knew enough about how to manage and work with literary materials. And I also knew that if I were bored, I would not get good grades. I wouldn't do the work.
If you're not interested in it, no matter how much you know it, you're not going to do
exactly. Well. Exactly. And so I switched to comparative lit as a major, but was able to get a position. For those who can't see us, a cattail just walked in front of Rita's face.
This is a teddy bear. People who watch me know she makes an appearance usually in every video I do with clients and in almost every podcast.
Well, my cat, I have a beautiful little calico cat, and she will come out to say hi when people come over to the house to visit, but she does not get up on my desk. She does not bogart into Zoom calls. So not everybody in the world who sees me doing an event like this has ever seen my cat. But
I got to see her before we started.
Yes, and she is lovely. And there are pictures of her in my CWA blog post.
Good.
So if anybody's interested, that's where you can meet Miss Skinner. Anyhow, I was working on the campus newspaper, which I really enjoyed. And then when I took some time off from college, I ended up in St. Louis and had a couple of years as a staff writer for one of the Black weekly newspapers, which was fascinating and exciting and endlessly interesting. Not very well paid, but important.
I understand that. The things that you like are usually not well paid.
Exactly. And I've been writing professionally ever since. I've had in-house communications positions with a trade association, with a magazine published by, of all things, the government of Mexico that covered research and development in Mexico.
Interesting.
We were based in D.C., but we were covering Mexico activities. And with the no longer in existence public hospital in D.C. And went freelance full-time in 84. I've been freelancing ever since. And I do writing, editing, proofreading, speaking, some coaching, not much. And it just, I always knew I wanted to write and be a writer. I just found out that the academic side of it was not me. I actually had a Ford Fellowship for grad school at the University of Missouri Journalism Program.
Nice.
And had a good year there, did some good writing that I'm very proud of. But again,
boring, right?
I needed to be out there doing the work. I didn't want to be sitting in a classroom. So I found my niche, and
I get
I'm
it.
enjoying every minute of it.
I love that. Not everybody finds their niche. I'm late to my niche. I had a whole different career before I did this. So I always wanted to be a writer too. So I understand the allure.
Yeah.
If you have a lot of stories to tell, especially about cats.
Oh, boy, yes.
The cats are an endless source of stories, are they not?
Yes, they are. Because every cat has its own personality and they're all different. And of course, those of us who live with cats are all different. And we all come to that from different perspectives. When I was growing up, we didn't have pets. I had a parakeet at one point, and I had a guinea pig, but my mom didn't want us to have cats or dogs because she knew good and darn well that who would take care of them.
Oh, yeah.
She would.
Smart mom, right?
And she also she had a wonderful garden and she loved birds, and she did not want to have a cat that would have outside activity and go after the birds.
That makes sense.
So I did not grow up with a cat. I didn't have cats till I was on my own years later. And I had two cats at one point when I was in St. Louis the first time. And then when I was in D.C., Rita, I literally rescued a beautiful little long-haired tortoise shell. And that's the basis of my Save the Cat booklet, which
is that still available? Thing. I'd love to read that.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. It's available from me, Ruth, at writerruth.com.
Love that.
And it's a fictionalized version of what really happened, which was finding this little cat on the window ledge at the National Press Building when I was on my way into a program. And couldn't just leave her there. She was clearly terrified.
Of course.
So that's the story of the first half is the real thing that happened. The rest of it is the fictionalized version of what might have happened. And it was a lot of fun to write, and people seem to enjoy reading it. So that's my major cat publication.
Well, I want to read that. I definitely do.
Oh, good. We can arrange.
So you have quite a bit of reading in front of you. You mentioned that the author of those books is a CWA member. Are they all written by the same person?
Yes, these are all by Molly Hunt.
Ah, I love that. Look how thick that is, and she's going to read them all in 2 months.
I am. Here's one with
bless you, because
her name on the cover.
I would not be able. It would take me probably a month or two to read one of those.
Well, I'm a very fast reader, and I don't do a lot in outside the house in the evenings. So my routine is I'm working all day in my office space. And then I go in the back to the bedroom, put my feet up in my recliner and grab a book and just, you know, cool out for an hour or two before I crash.
With a cat on your lap, right?
These will keep me going.
With a cat on your lap as you're reading, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. And she's so cute. I usually have my laptop with me and I have it open and I'm checking email and maybe doing some CWA stuff and so forth. And she will jump up on my lap and very carefully curl herself around the laptop. Aww. Again, put her little paw and her little head on my arm and take a nap.
Love that.
And she never tries to walk on either the laptop keyboard or my desktop
really?
Computer keyboard. She just seems to understand that that's not what she's supposed to do. Well, I didn't train her to do that.
Daddy doesn't know not to sit on the keyboard.
Yeah. Well, most people's cats do. She has started recently. There's a, you can't really see it, but to my right, there is a wall, sort of a half wall. And on the far side opposite my office space, there are shelves. But this is a surface with a bunch of plants and a couple of knickknacks. Up until about a month ago, she never went near that. All of a sudden, she has started jumping up and walking along the top of this little wall area. And she, again, very carefully avoids. She doesn't knock things down. She doesn't knock things off of the shelf. She just kind of weaves her way between the planter pots and sits there for a minute thinking about life and then goes back to her corner.
Most of my cats don't knock things down either, except Sweetie Pie. She likes to knock over my drinks, so everything has a lid.
Classic cat stuff.
Well, I am looking forward to diving into the blog. And is there anything you would like to leave our listeners with? Any wisdom about cats or anecdote?
Well, I think you've got the anecdotes, but I would just say that if there's anyone in the audience who is thinking about our conference, number one, we still have a call for speakers out there. If you go to, again, the conference, the Cat Writers Association website, you will find information about not only the conference itself, but also the call for speakers. And there is information there about submitting to the blog. For that, you have to be a member. For attending or speaking at the conference, you do not have to be a member of the association.
Okay.
But for submitting to the blog, you do.
Okay.
And the content for those posts is pretty wide open. It can be science-oriented. It can be planning-oriented, such as I think I mentioned a recent post about how to make sure that you have arrangements in place in case something happens to you so your cats don't end up in shelter. And it can be about an experience with a cat. It can be about what your cat means to you. It can be about looking after cats with medical issues or aging issues, whatever might be the kind of thing that you're helping a cat with. So it's pretty wide open. And the conference itself, I think this year is going to be really good. It was great last year. We were able to do one in person in the wake of COVID. And we're doing this in person again.
Nice.
And we're hoping for a lot of people because Dallas is a much more convenient hub than Indianapolis was.
Love Dallas. It's a great city. I've been there a couple times. Is the speakers, are they just in-person speakers or are you doing anything online?
We're doing it in person only.
Okay.
I believe we'll be recording it and we might be making some of the session recordings available afterward.
Okay,
but
good.
The event itself is going to be in person.
Okay.
And we're hoping for a good turnout because doing these kinds of things in person, it's a lot of fun. And I think you get more out of it than the Zoom version.
I wish I could come.
It's wonderful that we have the Zoom technology, but there's just something about the in-person stuff. And the only other anecdote before I forget that I did want to mention is you can tell from the background here, I have a lot of stuff. And most of the stuff behind me to my left are purple bears. I am known for collecting.
I see the purple.
I'm known for all things purple, and I have been collecting purple bears for years. However, my guest room is the cat room. So everything in the guest room, there are pictures on the walls. There are tchotchkes on the bookcases. There are tchotchkes on top of the chest of drawers.
I want to see that.
All cats. And I was thinking of doing this there, but the laptop screen is not as big or as good as the one on this desktop
machine. Oh, I'm the same way. This desktop, it's only for podcasts.
Yeah, this is where I do all of my Zooming because it's a nice big screen.
Yeah.
But in case anybody was wondering, I do have cat-related art in an entire room to themselves.
And look at your shirt. Those people who are watching the video, I love that shirt. What did you tell me it's called?
It's called Catstellations because it's constellations in the shapes of cats. And I don't know how well you can see, but these are cat-like.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Earrings.
I do, too. That's all I wear is cat earrings.
Well, I have earrings for all kinds of things. I have earrings for when I go to concerts. I have earrings for my journalism conference. I have earrings for what else? I have several cat earrings. Oh, I have Mahjong earrings.
Oh.
I have Mahjong earrings and a Mahjong dress. And I have about half a dozen cat dresses.
I love that. I used to wear a cat necklace, but now I wear this heart. This is my mom. So
nice.
I got a little bit of her here. So she brings me luck. Ruth, I have so enjoyed talking with you. And I'm working on something for the blog.
Oh, good.
I wish I could come in person, but if you guys ever come to the Carolinas, I'm there.
Okay.
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Well, Charlotte, if I remember right, is a pretty accessible location. So maybe next year.
That would be awesome. I'm about 30 miles south. I'm in South Carolina, but Charlotte's really close. So I'm looking forward to that. Thank you so much for being a guest. I really enjoyed it.
Well, thank you for having me. This is my first time being a podcast guest.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, well, I hope you'll come back again, too.
I am planning to whenever you need me.
Yeah, I'm always up for cat stories. And thank you to Mark Winter for giving me this awesome spot on Pet Life Radio. I will be forever grateful. And everybody knows what I'm going to say next. Every day is Catterday.
Absolutely.
We'll see you on the next episode. Yes, it definitely is.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.